Hello, everyone. This is your Trots Talk podcast for another week from your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio, and from Harness Racing New South Wales. Amanda Rando is joining us. Hello, Amanda.
Hello, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
No, great to have you a part of our Trots Talk podcast. There's plenty going around there. The signs are there, aren't they, that the good pacers and trotters are warming up for another big Group 1 season.
Yeah, they sure are. So obviously at Menangle on Tuesday, we saw the return of Bowtide, which many of people would have been happy to see. He won his trial quite easily, actually. He wasn't pushed around at all. He went a leisurely 156.8 and was only asked to go in the home straight. And look, at this stage, James Rattray, his trainer-driver, hasn't really confirmed any solid plans for the horse, but he is nominated for the Perth Inter Dominion Series. So, yeah, good to see him back anyway.
Yeah, that's the main thing. Look, he's just had little issues after one another along the road, hasn't he? He's just hasn't had a clear crack the last 6 months or so.
Yeah, that's right. So his last start was in April, and he had a really good season last season. And you know, he raced in the Miracle Mile. He got caught in the death seat in that race, and they obviously ran a Southern Hemisphere record, unfortunately. But he still broke 150, which is faster than he's ever won a race in. So his form wasn't too bad last prep, and he's had a nice little holiday, and hopefully that will be pay dividends for him this prep.
Yep, we look forward to seeing Bowtide back. Well, major announcements taking place regarding the Australian Drivers' Championship Series coming up in Adelaide.
Yeah, that's right. So the New South Wales reps were announced this week. So Todd McCarthy and Amanda Turnbull will be taking the honours. So this championship, it will take place at Globe Derby on October 22. And it's only been run for 2 years. Amanda actually took part in the championship back in 2014 and finished 10th. Hopefully, no one from New South Wales has won it before, Andrew. So hopefully Todd or Amanda could change that trend.
Yeah, let's hope so. So the series is on October 22 at Globe Derby.
Yes, that's okay. Right.
Righto. What about Shane and Lauren Tritton? Every time I listen to On the Pace or Chasing and Pacing Rewind on a Sunday morning on Sky Sports Radio, we're either listening to Shane or Lauren. The stable going pretty well.
Yeah, they sure are. So obviously, they've taken out an official training partnership about a fortnight ago. So they're the second official training partnership in New South Wales for harness racing. And they obtained their first winner together at Menangle last Saturday night. And they actually walked away. Well, their first winner was Saint Flash, and they ended up walking away from that meeting with a treble. So they obtained their first treble as well, because they also won with Katy Perry and Sudden Change. And another race, their very smart three-year-old Blue Moon Rising returned to the track on Tuesday at Menangle, and he took on more seasoned horses. It is his first start in three months. And, yeah, he won quite well. He went 153.9, Andrew. So, he has a big season ahead as well.
Yeah, for sure. One disappointing story for them, though, is one of their stars has been retired.
Yeah, that's right. News broke through yesterday that they decided to retire Suave Stewie Lombo due to a suspensory injury. He had a great career. He earned over $587,000 in prize money during his career. He broke 150 a couple of times. He won at Menangle in 149.6. He went 149.2 in a trial as well. He beat Bowtide in a trial and ran that fast time. He also went over to New Zealand and raced in a New Zealand Cup. So, yeah, it is sad to see such a talented horse leave the racetrack, but I'm sure I know Lauren likes to ride some and show some horses, so maybe he could be a new Standard Bred show horse, Andrew.
Yeah, well, we're seeing that a fair bit with Standard Breds and Thoroughbreds, obviously, when they go to the shows and things like that. So that may be the future with Suave Stewie Lombo. Now, this Saturday night, we're at Tabcorp Park, Menangle, and it's basically Camden night.
Yeah, it sure is. So group racing again, which is great to see at Menangle. And yeah, the main race is the Group 3 Camden Hotel Final. Fixed odds, they're open for the race, which is good to see. And Kevin Pizzuto, his horse Blow a Cloud, is the $2.60 favourite there. And Ego Dan and All Eyes are on us for this in the second line of betting at $5.50 each. And look, Low Cloud, he ran a really tough race to finish third in his heat last weekend, but his stablemate impressed me as well, Match Point. He ran second in his respective heat and ran a pretty slick last half to do so. And I think he's pretty good value for that race, Andrew. He's currently $16 for the win and $4 and a bit for the place. So here's my each-way bet for that main race.
Okay, that's Match Point.
Yes.
Number eight. So looking at it, race six, number eight for Todd McCarthy taking the drive there. And as you say, the Camden Hotel final, the sixth race there at 8:38. What have they got? Eight races, the first at 6:23 at Tabcorp Park Menangle on Saturday night. What else have we got around? We've got Young on Friday night. And we've got a meeting on Sunday. I reckon it might be, I'm going to say Dubbo.
Yes, check that for you right now.
I like putting our guests on the spot. I often take people somewhere where they're not accustomed to going. It is Dubbo.
It is Dubbo, yes.
It is Dubbo.
You haven't gone easy on me. I'm just a couple of days in back from a holiday. So.
No, you just get stuck in. So we've got Young on Friday night, Menangle and Newcastle on Saturday night, Dubbo on a Sunday afternoon, and then we're back at Bankstown for a Monday afternoon program on the 10th. So plenty of first-class harness racing around the state. Of course, Amanda will join us on Saturday morning live just after 10:30 with all the winners for Menangle on Sky Sports Radio. Thanks for your time, Amanda.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Andrew.
That's our weekly podcast, Trots Talk. Her best value is race six, number eight, Match Point at Menangle on Saturday night. I hope you enjoy the weekend of harness racing.